for children in grades 2 through 5. What is the church? This is a very good question because there are many adults who can't answer this question correctly. This is because the word church has often been used wrongly by people in our country. Few really understand how God uses the word in the New Testament. The meanings of most words can be found in dictionaries. The words in a language and their meanings. There may be a dictionary at your house, but the meanings of the words in dictionaries are the meanings in daily use. That is, word meanings are found for dictionaries by first finding how people usually use that word. Sometimes the dictionary's meaning for a word may not be the meaning that God has given that same word. Because of this, we must find from the New Testament how God uses the word church and what he means when the writers of the New Testament talk about the church. The New Testament tells that the church is all of the people who have believed God's teachings enough to have done the things that God expects of mature people. Mature means to be responsible for your own actions and thoughts. For example, being mature is being able to do the right things even when parents or policemen are absent. The church is a group of people. It is that special group of people who have obeyed the teachings that God has given to us in the New Testament. These people are called Christians, a word which means to be like Christ. Other names are often used when the New Testament teaches about the church. Some of these are the body of Christ, the Lord's body, the Church of God, the Churches of Christ, or Church, or Churches. But in every New Testament use of these names, the same thing is always spoken about, the people who have obeyed God's directions. The name Body of Christ is a name for a group of people. This is not an unusual use of the word body, since it is often used this way in modern life. We can read about a governing body or about a ruling body almost every day in our newspapers. The New Testament never speaks of a building as being the church. Many people believe that the building is the church, but not the people. Many think that a church is a building used in worship of God. A building where the church meets together should be called the church's building or the church house. A building is not a part of the Lord's church. It is only a nice place for Christians to meet together to worship God. When you know the true meaning of the word church, you also know that a person cannot join the church like one might join a club. When a person understands God's word and does the things that God expects, God places that person in the church. This is something that God does by himself, and no one on earth can decide who can become a member of the church. Also, no matter how hard one might wish to become a member of the Lord's church, he cannot do so until he has obeyed the will of God. When you are mature enough to guide your own thinking and doing, you will be able to please God by doing the things he asked you to do. Let us quickly review these things that God expects you to do. You must first study God's word to learn that Jesus is truly God's Son, and that Jesus died so that you might live forever after this life on earth. You must be sorry for the wrong things that you have thought and done, and you must want very much never to do such things again. Then, because you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you will want to tell your friends about this wonderful belief. After this, you will obey God by being baptized in water so that he will forget the wrong things that you have done. At this time, God will place you into his church, and you will be a Christian. This is just the beginning of a new kind of life. You will learn to be better each day and learn how to help people. Every day, you will become a little more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Growing to be more and more like Jesus is the greatest thing that a person can do. If you learn to live and to think like Jesus, God will be pleased with you, and you will be pleased with yourself. Here are some Bible verses for you to read and to study. From the New Testament, Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, Acts chapter 2, verse 41, and verse 47, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Thank you for your call.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.